Okay, so just to remind people where we are, because several people who were in Shir forgot where we were. So remember that from Chavtesimut Aleph to Chavtesimut Beis, the Gemara introduces a series of invalidations of the letters that all relate to the integrity of the letter itself. Right, a hole in the letter, a lack of parchment around it, which is what we'll do next, Book of Gvil. And then on the top of Chavtesimut Beis, the principle of Nishtayer Ba'oktana, right, that the size left over in the letter is the size of a small letter, whatever that means, probably a yud or something like that. And what we started with last week is dealing with the question of how are these connected how are these connected to the principle following that, which is the readability standard, right? Of if you don't know what to do, so you bring a 5-year-old kid and you say, "Read that letter. What is it? If he gets it right, then you're good, and if not, it's invalid." So we laid out three basic approaches. The Uraim argued, Gavi,
that they're the same thing.
Right, they're the same. That in the end of the day, this is all one standard, right? It's readable if the integrity of the letter is intact. The integrity of the letter is intact if it is readable. Those are the same thing. Right, the Meiri argued that no. Right, the question of size of letter, remaining size of letter, deals with cases in which the erasure of the letter happened
in
the width of the letter, right? And the question there is, okay, if you erase part of the letter, but fundamentally the letter remains, right? The entire shape of the letter remains. The only question is enough of the shape left. So there the standard is, well, if nishtar ba'ot k'tana. The readability standard is when it is broken through, right? There's a break in the middle, and the question of, look, the size is there, but there's it's a break in the letter. The question of is that break enough to make it that is no longer a letter? That depends on whether it is readable by a child, right?
You said readability twice.
Never mind. Sorry. Right, and then the Mordechai had said that it depends. It depends on whether we're dealing with a compound letter or we're dealing with a simple letter. A simple letter, right, obviously, right? The question is it right readable? But a compound letter, in addition to that, you have to make sure that each component part of the compound letter is still significant, still remains. Those were those three positions. And then we also saw the Beis Yosef, who just noticed that practically, it seems like from Rashi, that when we have the child read the letter, he is allowed to look at the entire word, because otherwise, theoretically, right? Because it's clear, from Rashi, that the question is, will he be able to tell the difference between Vayarog and Vayareg? Right. And the meaning of it, which means that he sees the word, possibly even more, the context. But we argue that it still may be impossible to show it to an adult, even without the context, because certain letters, you just can't. Right? Like a yud. Right? Nachum thought this was not true until he failed his own test. Right? That you know the difference of yud and vav, even without doing size comparison. The answer is, no, you don't. Right? No, you don't. Okay. So let us now pick up at, now let's try to just sort of wrap it up lahalacha and then pull all these issues that we've been seeing together, and hopefully tomorrow move on to Mukov Gvil, which is the question again of the parchment around the letters rather than the way the letter is written itself. Then again, I want to spend maybe a day or two on the Ketarim, right, which will bring us through, and then if you've noticed, we will have done everything from Chavtesimut Aleph to right the bottom of Lamed of an Aleph, right? Because that's right. We just didn't go in order. Okay, so let's look at number 6, the Beit Yosef summary in 6. He writes as follows: Nikev haregal yemini im nishar imenu melo ot ktana kashevim lav pasul. So he quotes our Gemara, and he says, "Shamahad Amar Hashian Nikev Yerechol Pasul Amrin B'Gemara Amar Reb Zera Ledimi Farshin Limine Diravuna Nishtar Bo Kishir Oktana Kasher V'Imlav Pasul." Right, the Gemara brings this principle that if the amount of the letter that's left is right Ot Katan, because of a Mordechai, and the Mordechai says, "What does the Mordechai say?" Before I see the Mordechai, what does he say? I literally just summarized the Mordechai. So here, right, you see it again. It raises the Kadava Mordechai, the High Shira Avil Oat, Hey, the Kavate, Dafkava Oat, your Pshuto, Chain, Yerech, Chalkagon, Vav Zain Nun, Pshutai, Nigvo, Nivsgo, and Shiram Boat, Ktana, Daba, etc., etc. Right, it says, right, what does he say? Right, the Mordechai quotes the halacha of the difference between simple and compound letters. That's what he quotes. Okay, so now if you look three lines from the bottom, right? First, he just quotes the Mordechai. And there's Umash Katav Tchilahu Pashut Vachim Furish Bedi Ba'Kome. It's got Ifsek Karei Dehei Amrina Dim Nishtar Melod Kdana. We got the Ifsek Vav Amrina Icy Anuka. And the Beis Yosef wants to prove it. He says, you know how I think that, how I know the Mordechai is right? Because guys, look back at your Gemara. What letter was under conversation when the Gemara asked about the Nishtar Lo Oktana? No, Nishtar Bo Oktana, the first one. A hey. And what letter was under discussion in the question of whether it was readable? Vav Yud. Right? Right, so he says it actually, right, there's a good textual reason to believe this, which is, right, that the readability question was brought up in the context, are you going to read Vayehareg or Vayeharog, which is a question of Vav Tiyud, which are both
simple
letters. The only question is readability. Right? But before that, when you're talking about holes in the letters, you're talking about a hey, which is a compound letter. What is the compound of Nachum?
Dalet and a yud.
Thank you. Right, a dalet and a yud. Okay. And he says, but then he says, but how will the other positions defend arguing that Shi'ura of Oktana is about all letters? Like who? Who thinks that the question of Shi'ur Oktana is all letters? Who that we've already seen thinks that Shi'ur Oktana is not only for simple letters, but it's for all letters? Dov? The Urayim and the Mordechai, meaning both Chitot who don't say this, right? The Urayim who thinks that Shir Okthana is equivalent to Yanuka is equating the sugya that's about Hey and Vav, therefore he's equating compound and simple letters. And the Meiri who thinks that it's anytime you're dealing with, right, width questions versus length questions, means that he thinks this of all letters. So how would you defend it? So the Meiri, so the Beis Yosef says, and he says, if you want to do that, you know what you're going to have to say. What is the meaning of Shir Oktana? Right? Meaning, according to the Mordechai, what does the word Shir Oktana mean? Daniel. Right? What's the simple letter? Yud. Right? He's talking about like an aleph, which is made up of a yud, yud, and a vav.
So the yud just...
Right? It means that each component has to be the size of... Right? At least a yud, so that the component letters are significant. But if you think it's about all letters, what does oktana mean? What does Beit Yosef say? Don't guess. I just read it. It means not a yud. It means not the small letter. What does it mean? A small version of this letter. Meaning, there's two questions. One is that it must be that it can't be smaller than you would ever write a nun, right? Or it can't be, right? A nun, the smallest it can be is? The smallest nun one could possibly draw.
Well, it has to still be kosher.
Correct, that's his point. It needs to have the integrity of a nun, plus be readable. Right, that's what he thinks the two standards are, right?
Can it be too small to be readable? Like, is that...
And that would not work, right? He says, small enough, right? It has to be, right, readable, and it has to be the smallest that you would write this
with the
letter.
Plain eye?
What?
Like, with a plain eye, because let's say he's a magnifying glass, you could read it.
So he says, probably with a plain eye, right? He says, Nikari yafesh uvavo nun, right? It means that the normal person looks at it, right, and they can see. Again, it can be small, but not... Right. So vanishingly small.
Like the shin and the ten names of Haman's son.
In general, right? In general, this is true, right? Things that, right? You can't have a Sefer Torah, which you can only read under a microscope.
That'd be pretty cool. Bring out the microscope.
I mean, it's cool. It's also puzzle.
Right.
Right? Okay.
I had a little tip.
It's very portable, though.
It is very portable, yes. Wonderful.
This big. Oh,
would it still be better than
the microscope? Not so much.
But would it still be better than not having a Sefer Torah at all?
No, it's nothing.
It's just like having
completely nothing.
Completely nothing. Yes. Okay, good. Let's now look at Shulchan Aruch, number 7. Kol Ot, let's see how we paskin. So Shulchan Aruch writes in 7. Kol, and this should be simple Hebrew, summarize, and I know this is complicated, but let's summarize. So he says, who wants to read Shulchan Aruch? You guys are all... this is what my least favorite part about Slichot. It's like there's a lethargy that just hangs over. That you can't,
we're all
you can't
depressed
beat
now.
Because of Slichot?
Yeah.
Because you all understood Slichot, and therefore you're like, oh, I'm terrible?
I mean, to be fair, I read the English, not the Hebrew.
Ah, so you saw, I'm terrible, forgive me, I'm terrible.
He did it the right way.
I'm horrible, I'm atrocious.
If I read the
Most
Hebrew,
people just read the Hebrew, don't understand it.
I read the Hebrew, the out loud parts, but like the private parts are written in English. Because like I would have just fell asleep if I read the Hebrew.
Yeah.
That's a good way to do
Look,
it.
Look, you all have a midnight concert and now you're all tired. I don't understand.
Talk about a concert. Yeah, Nate got lost.
One of the guys coming.
Missed the bus.
He's going to have PTSD with buses.
Saying one of the guys who came to me thought about going to the concert in Ephrata. But like, I can't imagine.
Yeah.
Like a two and a half hour concert. That is like...
It's a long at 10:30 at night.
10 o'clock to 12:30 concert followed by Slicha. That's like...
I've never been to a concert.
Really?
Okay.
A concert or like a Slicha concert?
I'll go for it.
Concert,
okay, Shulchan Aruch says, who wants to read it?
I'll go for it.
Good, Nachum.
Kol Oshia Kesuba Shelo Kitikna. All letters that are written that are not Tikna is what? Like,
proper form.
The Ein Sorsa Aleha, and you do not, I don't know what that word means either. What is that? Sorsa?
Shiras.
What?
It's the form, the shape, yeah.
Okay. Kigon Naga Regel Ha'alif Be Gag Ha'alif. For example, the leg of the olive and with the roof of the olive, the top of the olive. O Pine Ha'alif, or the face, I guess that's the middle part.
The Bifnim Begag Chedachta, right? All these different ones. Zahaya Regel Ha'hei, O Regel Ha'kuf. No game, right? All these things that shouldn't happen, right? A hay should be separated from its leg if it gets touched, right? They touch, etc. Right.
Oshe haisa os achas, or
chaluk l'shtei ozios.
That it would be connected.
Or if you had one letter broken into two.
Right.
Kagon
sadi she kasav yod ve nun, shin she kasav ayin yod, ochet shnei zayin.
By the way, all you Safras guys, remember these are what you have to remember, right? All these things, right? That these letters are in fact the components, right? Chet is made of two zayins. Right, have you gotten there?
Yes.
You've done that so far? Chet is two Zions?
We're doing...
Heads up, Chet is two Zions.
Gimel and Dalet, no.
Okay, good.
The Achar Shekasov, the fun of Chozer V'Tivna. And after you write it, you go back and fix it. Have Shelo Kisidron V'U Psulin. It's not considered an order and it's possible. Aval Le Haf Rid Ha Osios Hadabukos, but the to
separate letters that are stuck together.
Achar shekasov lefneim shaber dami.
You can't like scrape out.
What?
You can't like remove to form a letter.
So this is not removing to form a letter. This is just two letters that get attached, right? That's different than. We'll get to that question of chaktochos. We will. Soon, actually, but not today, right? So he says, right, but to separate, like there's a smudge that connects two letters. So that, are you allowed to kosher it by cutting off that, by scraping that down?
So what if you have like two zines together and they?
That's a problem. But this, that's a problem. That's chaktochos possibly. But this,
that you can't do that.
But if you have like an aleph that connects to a dalid, right, a smudge. So what's the halacha?
Shaber, it's similar to the
Shaber dummy. It's fine.
Oh, it is?
Shapir dummy, it is fine. The Chemin Shaot Surata Aleha, because the oat, the letter had its form, Kishamafri Dame Chaverta, Loave Kikote. It already was an olive, it just got a smudge that connected the dalits, just split them apart. No, so what is the distinction that Shulchan Aruch raises between these two? Dove, what does the Shulchan Aruch raise between these two?
They were letters.
What were these two letters, right? He said there's two ways, right? If you have a letter that is invalid, meaning it's not made up of its constituent parts, or...
that it's not considered a letter.
Right, a kuf, that the right, the two parts of the kuf got attached, so it doesn't look like a kuf.
Right.
And then you continue writing and go back. Is it kosher?
No,
why not?
Because it's like the letter was never there. It's not
right, because you're now writing out of order because the letter wasn't a letter. But if an aleph and a dalet get smudged together and you just have to get rid of the smudge, so can you go back?
Yes.
Yes. Right, so the Shulchan Aruch lays
but how
two
know?
Different types of... Yeah. I mean, Shulchan Aruch lays out two pretty... clear pulls, right? Something which is clearly allowed is where the two letters maintain their integrity, And then there's like a smudge in between them, so all you gotta do is remove that smudge.
Let's say with the fet, right, the two Zions, how would you know
So
it was a smudge or if it was written the wrong way?
So hold it for a second, right? Meaning he sets out two poles, right? Aleph, Dalet, whatever, that's clear. Right? Two letters, not connected, happen to get smudged together, you're allowed to remove it, that's fine, because they each maintain their integrity. If you have a letter that was totally not proper, right? You had a shin that was never connected to itself, right? It was just floating parts. Or a kuf, or a hey that turned into a chet, essentially, right? So it's not the right letter. So then?
I think you're allowed to fix if you're adding on, meaning if it's not connected, you can connect the parts. That's what we learned in the Mishnah Berurah, said that if in Aleph the yuds aren't connected, you can connect them.
Ah, so that's what he said. No, not out of order, right? You can't do that out of order, right?
So
you can't do that out of order.
Not really fixing, because if the Mishnah Berurah says you can fix it, that means you haven't written the
you can't.
Next
Once,
letter.
No, if you've written the next letter, you can't go back and fix it, right?
I'm almost positive it's not what the Mishnah Berurah said.
I'm reading your Shulchan Aruch.
Yeah, but
right? You can't do that. What? Right?
Can I?
Right? I will have to audio to quote Achar the God of Name Shaper Dummy. Right? So he said, Who did? Shimlo, how you mix as Judin shall alfin, Vashin, Vain, and Ragla, Tavin, Nogan, but Gufa out. Now he says, well, maybe what you mean is the next line. But he says, now what? Maybe what you mean is the next line. But he says, but. Right? V'hu adin shim lo ayu miktas yudin shala alfin v'ashinin v'ainin v'raglai hatavin nogim v'govo. But what if the yud is not touching the vav in an aleph? But.
Isn't that what we just.
But. V'tino k'lo chachim v'lo tibesh makiram. But a kid would still read it as an aleph.
But it doesn't seem like
you differentiate. Okay. Then what? You are allowed to fix it.
So only if the kid would read it, even in Aleph, it's not connected.
Correct.
So that would work with any.
Good.
Yeah,
so now tell me what.
Talking about before that?
Where a kid, where it's so separated that a kid wouldn't. What is the Shochach telling you? Remember, we've now analyzed these principles.
They're the same.
Interesting.
That what? What does, according to him, remember we've seen this before, right? Now we've set up the principles. What is Shulchan Aruch making a claim about? He's saying that what?
If it's readable, you can fix it.
Ah, that readability makes it that?
It's
a letter, right? It's a letter. There may be additional concerns about the integrity of the letter, but as long as it's readable, then it is what?
Even if the components are completely attached.
Yes, he says, right? Separate. Meaning he sees that things, right? Does he think that these principles are completely separate from each other? No, right? He thinks if the integrity of the letter is so invalid that it's not readable and the integrity isn't there, then is it a letter? No. But if the letters are detached but a kid would read it, then what is it? It's a letter, but it's invalid. So that, can you go back and fix?
Yeah.
Yes.
He's not worried about the components of the letter at all.
He is.
I'm saying that the readability makes the components. That's what
I'm no. That's the readability, no. The readability makes it a puzzle letter rather than a non-letter.
If you have a vav that looks like a Yud.
The readability makes it. The readability makes a letter, not a kosher letter. Right?
As you can fix it.
Correct. Meaning it makes it a letter, but an invalid, potentially invalid.
If you have a vav that looks like a Yud, but the kid reads it as a vav, so it has the components of a Yud, but the kid could read it as a vav. So what? Now you can go back and fix it? But it's not a vav.
Well, not clear. He's talking what type of letters? What type of letters are you talking about? He's talking about composite letters.
So if you have an aleph,
he's talking about composite letters here.
If you have an aleph that looks like a yud, but the kid reads it as an aleph because whatever for some odd reason,
That's meaningless. Remember, yunuka delo chachem velo tipesh. It has to be a kid that's smart enough to know the letters. Not someone's going to say Narishkeit.
I'm saying
No. Right. It has to be a kid.
An aleph that looks like a vav and a yod because they're separated from each other.
Then it's.
But the kid connects the two.
Then it is considered readable, and you can go back and fix
it. Even though the components are completely different.
That's what we just read. That's the difference.
Wow. We just said
because if they're close enough that it's readable, then it's a letter. It's just not valid, and therefore can be corrected. If a kid would not recognize it for what it is, then it is a non-letter.
Can we assume a certain distance it can recognize it?
That's exactly the point. No, can you assume? I mean, you have to test it.
No, I mean, look, we're riding over here. We clearly don't have any kids here to just grab and...
You gotta get a kid. Right? You gotta get a kid.
Bring in the kid.
If it's literally right next to each other, you can assume that...
Seems like you gotta get a kid. right? Right? Because an adult, you can't trust yourself.
Right. Because you know
that.
You know what you wrote.
Yeah. Right, so he said, and he cares leka mishum sidron. And then he says, v'yesh mishum do it inam chotro dechet lamala enogen zelazeh. He said, some say the same would be true about a chet, where the two zions are separated, but it's hard to see the separation. And then he says something novel, and we'll have to come back to this, which is, some say this is even if a kid would read it as two zions, because, right, this is one of the times that we might not trust a kid, because a kid isn't used to that type of chet. Right? This is Tosfos. That since the two...
This is not the Shulchan Aruch.
This is. Shulchan Aruch quoting Tosfos.
You just said that if the kid reads
some it. Say that a chet is different because you can't trust a kid no matter how smart because he's not used to the two Zions, right? And there you got to ask an adult and just say, okay, right? Knowing that you're a sofer and that a chet is made of two Zions, does that sort of look like a chet? You have to ask it, right? So Shulchan Aruch,
you know what you wrote.
No, because no, it has to be a kid that you can trust to even answer the question. If he doesn't know the way chets are written in the Torah, then what he says about this is meaningless. That's the problem. Right? If he's not used to that chet, then the fact that he doesn't see a chet is not because it doesn't look like a chet, because he doesn't know what a chet's supposed to look like.
Well, what if he is?
Fine. But that's why it's a Yesh Omrin. The Tosfos says most kids don't know what a chet is supposed to look like in the Torah.
So why can't you apply that to all letters?
Because it's only a chet that's like that. It's only a chet where... It's totally different from the way normal people write it.
But isn't there two ways to write it, though?
He's talking about the chet, which is made of two zions. Right?
Is that like the most common one, or is that just like Ashkenaz versus Sephardic?
We're going to come back. We'll come to these things. That's more we're going to do in the next Amud, is when we get to all the, right, the got shots and whatever, we'll get to it. Sorry. Too bad. Okay. Now, the Prichadash here writes... that there is, and I mentioned this last week. Remember, I said there's two ways that there's several ways that a letter might be invalid, right? One is that it's not readable. One is that it's missing the integrity of the letter. But there is a third one, which is the negative approach, which is if it actively looks like
a different letter,
right? That's the Prichadash notes. Heinish lo dimelo acheret bichula. Right? He says, if, however, a letter looked completely like another letter, right, the whole letter just looks wrong, and a normal person would look at it and say, that's a different letter, then the halacha is?
It's puzzle.
It's just puzzle. Right, that's just an automatic
sul. Isn't that what we were talking about? How's that different than what we were talking about?
Because those are components. He says, right, now we're talking about components of letters that look wrong. He's saying, if the whole letter, right, if you look at a resh and it looks like a dalid, done. Puzzle.
The way you could look at it is that it's not a miswritten dalid, but it's just a resh.
Correct.
It's the wrong letter.
Exactly. Right? He said, it gets to the point where it's just the wrong letter.
It's as if he just wrote the resh, but he wasn't supposed to. So that's wrong.
If we have an aleph that, whatever, if we have a tzadi that looks like a love and good, like, how's that any different than...
No, those are components. Okay.
But they look like two different
letters. No, they're components.
It looks like a vav and it looks like a yud.
Components rather than a letter. A dalet to a resh means you wrote the wrong letter rather than you are making a composite letter.
Let's say your aleph looks like a tzadi.
That's what I was saying. A dalet to a resh is the same thing as a tzadi to a vav and a yud.
No, it's not.
Why? Why is it any different? It looks like a complete...
I mean, the vav and the yud
are next to two different letters.
All you're missing is
but it looks like two different letters.
No, but there's...
Correct, but once it looks like the wrong letter, it looks like the wrong letter. It isn't the right letter. It's like saying I meant to write an A, but I wrote an O, right, and I forgot the line. That's very nice, but it's not a letter.
You meant to write a tzadi and you wrote a vav and a yud.
And that, what's the halacha there?
It's considered a letter.
No, it's not considered a letter. It's only considered a letter if a kid would read it.
Right, but if the kid sees this dalet and he reads, like...
Reads it as a resh, it's the exact same thing. Then it is puzzle. If it doesn't look like a letter...
This case is different than the tzadi case.
Meaning, it's different in the sense that this is talking... Right, we're not talking about composite parts, right? The composite parts, this is, right, a more direct one,
but
right?
If it reads a resh as a dalet, does it still... Is it
then
still
it's invalid.
And if he reads
even if he reads it the right way, I'm saying no. Meaning it's supposed to be a dalet. It looks like a resh. He reads it as a dalet.
Then it doesn't look like a dalet, or it doesn't look like a resh. I've lost the count. Right, if the kid reads it the right way,
it's supposed to be a dalet.
Then it's fine because it is that letter.
But if he reads it the wrong,
but even if it doesn't look like it at all,
well, if he looks at it and he reads it that way, it should be. Again, it's yinuka delo chacham velo tipesh. Okay, with all these factors, and before we really pin it down, the halacha, right, the rest, you can see 9, 10, 11 is really just halacha, right? Because you guys are doing halacha, I gave you the Mishnah Berurah, because you keep telling me the Mishnah Berurah says differently. No, I will give you, we can look at it there quickly, right? Let's go back to the Rav. Now that we have all these factors together, right, let us bring it back together conceptually, okay? So, right, let's pick up over here in the middle, okay? I'll read it. He says, right? In general, the question that we keep asking is, when you have mistakes in letters, right, is it that it's a non-letter, or it is a letter, right? Right, is it possible, right? Remember the question we asked, right? When is a letter non-letter? When does readability make something a letter? When is it about the integrity of the letter? The kol od nikrad al yitino ki begeder od rakir sheratino gina chol ekrod batel mekatuv din od. So he says, Mipticha halachat sov anenu. Right, the halach we just read, mashma, shakoveya hu atzura. Right, the first half of the letter makes it sound like what matters, readability or integrity of the letter. Right, the one that talks about yud, the yuds and ayins that make up, the yuds and vavs that make up ayins and alephs and things like that.
Integrity.
Yes. Thank you. Right, vim chatzra tzura gam im tinug yachol lekrata ein kan ot. Right, he's very clear. Kol ot shektuva shelo tiknav ein tzurata alef go naga regal alef begufa alef begaga alef regala hey regala kuf no gim oshada ora chad chalukal shtei otiot tzadik odav yud nun vechulei. In that case, did the Shulchan Aruch bring up the question of whether a kid reads it? No, he just said if you look at it and it's clear the yod is not attached, then
it's possible.
It's possible because it's in a letter. Oh. Etc. But in the second half of the letter of the halacha, what did he say? That readability seems to be able to, and this is Nachum's problem, override the problem of the lack of integrity of the letter. So which is it?
Yeah.
Right? So he says in Tkuf Chav Gimel, he says, Terem.
See, not everyone. There's other people that have this problem too.
So he says, right, so he brings a mashal, which I don't want to get into, from the... You know, let me read the next one. No, he does say. He says, before we can explain it, we have to introduce another factor, which is the following. He said, if you have a mem which gets closed up, you can't just scrape it out because that's chaktochot, right? That's not writing, that's erasing to make a letter. That doesn't work.
All right,
chaktochot. Umatiknata, what do you have to do? Shigror kol chartom, v'tishekitzura nun kfufa, v'achagach yichtov mashigara. You got to scrape it down to... Right, you got to scrape it down basically to a nun and then rewrite it. Right?
Until a nun, not the whole thing?
No, you have to do it till it's right, because it's a component letter, right? It's a composite letter. So you scrape it down to one of its components and then rewrite it. Right? Lufia mechaber ein sorech lemchoget kol amem lekadom mechadash. Shulchan Aruch thinks you don't have to erase the whole mem. He says it's enough to scrape it off till it's a nun. The Maram al Shakar chalak al psakde. The Maram al Shakar disagreed. And said you have to erase the whole letter. Right? Right, the Maram al-Shakar says it's not enough to scrape down the mem to be a nun. You have to scrape it down to nothing and start again. Even though you're doing something to the letter itself, you're not doing something to the letter. You're doing something to half the letter. The nun half of it, you didn't do anything. And now it's as if you erased half the letter, you wrote half the letter and erased half the letter into existence. You have to write the whole thing again.
What's awesome, like,
so what does Shulchan Aruch want? Why does he think that you can solve a mem by simply erasing half of it and rewriting? Madua ein amem pasol midin chak tochara. All that zadi mani lo nichtav shuv v'raguch sharmei lav. Hare amechaber atzmo pasag v'reisha atzak min dalit yishlach mer olam lo sagik shirgara yarech levad gag levad yachsor v'gnuk min reish. Mishum jebena gag bena hayerach nasu b'pisol agar starach legrod l'shnehem. The Shulchan Aruch said that by a dalit and reish, what do you need to do? Erase it and start again.
So why can you make the mess?
Right now, reish is kimzurim lechol ha'ot. V'yev shalachshir mikzad ha'ot sh'nestah b'psoi demechikata uktivat shara ha'ot. So you see that he doesn't think you can erase a letter into existence. Good. Before we continue the Rav, how is he going to explain Shulchan Aruch? Why does he think that a mem you can scrape down to a nun and then rewrite and you don't have to scrape down to nothing? Thank you, because we've already talked about the difference between composite letters and symbol letters. Composite letters are different because
they're made up of.
You can judge it at two levels: the integrity of the component parts. And remember, does Shulchan Aruch care about that position?
Not really.
Yes, because he paskins like the Mordechai in the Beit Yosef.
But I don't understand.
Does he paskin like the Mordechai in the Beit Yosef? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes. Does that mean he thinks there's a halachic difference between composite letters and simple letters?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, he does.
Yeah, but it's still like the letter's not. I don't get why that's any different than.
Okay, so let's bring it all together. Together, so he says, "Psak amichaber binyan zem mitpaher al pi mashagata be Yosef." You want to bring it together? You have to look at everything we've seen until now.
It's like the letter's not even.
You
letter.
Want?
Yes. Yes. Okay.
We already read this, right? He distinguishes between composite letters and compound letters and symbol letters. So look at the next paragraph. We've read all this inside.
Yes.
Right now we're just bringing it together. He says nimtza tiyeshnan otiot pshutot kigon reish v'dalet viyeshnan otiot murkavot. Right, there are simple letters and composite letters. Gam mem ptuchas yamin nun vav. V'chlal otiot murkavot yeshoz yod hasu kamin yudin kigon alafishin. All composite letters, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that you don't have to scrape it down to nothing. You scrape it down to its components. So next paragraph. You want to take Shulchan Aruch? Let's bring it together. Binyan toliot b'tzirat otiot. Harei dvarav oskim b'adion murkavot miyudin. Kasher ayudin einam b'chubarim l'gufa ot. Right, when he is talking about an aleph, which is made up of two yuds and a vav, for example, lishitato efshar l'taken talyot elu im tinok makiram. So he says composite letters, composite letters which are readable by a child, are those letters or non-letters?
Because they're letters.
Letters. What if they're somewhat detached? What do you have to do?
Just attach.
Attach them. Ve'ein mazem mishum k'tiva shelo k'tzidran v'nirei las bir al pi ha'mevor minachot v'afilu kadav achad me'akvan. Pshita, Amar Vidum Ravan Zechel, Kotzo Shal Yud. L'chora, Yesh L'dayek Megmarazu, Shechitzaron, Kotzo Shal Yud, Eino Mivatel, Tzirat HaYud. He said, we know that there's such a thing as an invalid letter, which is still a letter, which is the Shita of who? Rabbeinu Tam by Kotzo Shal Yud. Remember this? It brings it all together. That, right, what was Rabbeinu Tam's argument? A Yud, which is missing a Kotzo Shal Yud. Is it a non-Yud or a Yud? Non-Yud or an invalid Yud?
Invalid.
Invalid Yud. Whose sheet does he reject because it's talking about a non-Yud? Rashi, which is missing the right-hand side. Right? Rabbeinu Tam tells you there's such a thing as a Yud, which is missing a part, but is still a Yud. Right? So now skip to the next paragraph. He says, what if...
I think simple letters also have parts.
So now he says, okay, yes, even simple letters, he says, have parts. Right? That's what Rabbeinu Tam says. So now he says, next paragraph, what happens if you were missing a kotzo shel yud in a composite letter made up of yuds? Would you need the kotzo of the yud?
You're missing the kotzo shel yud
in a composite letter.
Well, it depends how you hold.
Well,
yes, right? You clearly need to add that in, right? It's made up of yuds. It's literally made up of yuds.
Yeah,
right?
You hold that if you're just missing the kotzo.
But would you be allowed to go back and fix it?
Depends how you hold.
Would you be, according to Rabbeinu Tam?
Yes.
Yeah, right?
If you'd be able to read it.
Correct. So now the last. Now he brings it together. He says, "Lo'or dvareinu ein shum sira b'skei mechaber." This is what he thinks. So fasif dan biyudin she'enam nogim begufaot ulfi darkenu in kanal chizram kotzo shel yud ochen ein baze pigam b'tzuraot. He said, if the components of it are just not touching, but they're readable, then this is considered a lack in the proper form. But is it a non-letter?
No,
because it's equivalent to what halacha? Kotso shell yud, which we already know you can miss a part of a letter and it still be a letter. Hilchach muvan psak amichaber shim katan makira efshar litaken et aot. Right, Shulchan Aruch believes that readability by a composite letter makes it what? An invalid letter, but not a non-letter. The ein makom lifsol midim ktivah shelo kisidran. Therefore, there's no problem of writing it out of order. Sharia od kituvah v'omedet, because it is written. Ach b'tchilat asif v'mechaber ozeg b'derech einan tluyot b'kotzel shud k'gon regel aleph god begug begaga aleph. But if it gets smudged, the whole letter gets smudged together. A hey turns into a chet. Now, that's not missing a component of the letter. What
it's
is it?
It's a new letter.
And therefore, will a child being able to read it help you in that case? No.
So why can't you?
Right? Because, again, one second. If something is totally... Now, this is what the Rav argues, that if you want to understand it, if something is completely missing the integrity of the letter, then does it matter that a kid could make it out?
No,
because it's not that letter.
So how can you make
it? If it is only missing a minor component, koto shel yud, right? So it's missing the integrity of the letter, but it's still a letter. If something is so missing that right connections that it's not readable, then it is
non-letter.
So he says, "Ukidvarenu mefurish b'agot ma'iminishim Maram Mirutenberg." He named, and he quotes that this is what the Maram Mirutenberg says explicitly in the context of the yud and the alfin, who compares it straight to the kotzil shel yud, and he says that this is a local psul of ksiva tama. Remember, we said this all at the beginning that. What do we call an invalidation that's only local to the Sefer Torah and therefore can go back to corrected? Not non-writing, but a lack of Ktiva Tama, perfected writing. Next paragraph. Right, but he says, what about a tzadi that gets split into yud and a nun that a kid can't read? Can you fix it? No. Why?
Because it's all about the readability.
Because, and now coming back to Nachum's point, because? Why? Why can't, if a kid can't read the yud, the aleph, if a kid looks at an aleph and reads it as two yuds and a vav.
Because it's like the letter's not, the right letter's not there.
Just like what?
Just like the
Reish to Dalet, right? Meaning, any time that it looks like a different letter, then it's a non-letter.
Right.
Now there's two ways
that's
that could
saying,
be.
That's why the mem, you can't make a letter. It could be because it's
wait.
But it's not wrong, the point. Because the components are separate.
Good. So now, exactly. So now he says. Now, why though does the so now why does Shulchan Aruch allow you by the mem to erase half of it?
That's my question.
Why? So tell me, explain it, according to Shulchan Aruch. Why?
But if it's like the tzadi and the making it look like a yud and vav.
No, come on, you know you can do this. Why does Shulchan Aruch think you're allowed to do it?
Because the Shulchan Aruch.
Because the is it kotzel shel yud?
No, not kotzel shel yud. Because if you take the mem and you make it back to a nun, that means it looks like a new letter.
Right.
Which means that halachically it went down to zero.
That's what I'm saying.
And therefore you're allowed, you don't have to actually make it
but
zero.
But it's like there's no letter there though.
And that's why you don't have to go back to zero, because as if it's not there. If you take a
so
that's his point.
So it's not writing it in order, you would have to erase the whole thing.
No.
If it's like there's no letter there, then the words
you haven't continued.
You can't go back and continue.
No. He's not talking about you've continued. He's talking about I'm at a mem. I'm at a mem.
And you make it okay.
And now,
fine.
Right? He's saying, why does Shulchan Aruch say that if I haven't gone further, I'm at a mem. Why do I not have to erase it down
further.
To zero?
I didn't go back.
He's saying I haven't gone further, and the question is, do I have to erase it down to zero, or can I leave it as a nun and rebuild it?
No, you can leave it as a nun.
Why?
Because it's not zero.
Because once it looked like another letter, it's halachically zero, and therefore I can rebuild it.
Right.
And therefore, Shulchan Aruch brings everything, right? So the Rav brings everything together, and he says, right, now let's summarize everything we've seen. Right? And he says, right, this is what Shulchan Aruch says. He says, if something looks like another letter, it is
zero.
There, it is not a problem in readability, it's a problem in
integrity
of the letter, because it's zero. Therefore, if you've already continued, does it invalidate the whole writing?
Yes.
Yes. But, right, and therefore, if an Aleph if a kid looks at the Aleph and there's two yuds and he reads it's a totally different letter, if it looks like another letter, it's lacking integrity, it's puzzle. But a kula comes out of that, which is if I haven't continued,
you can just start.
I can fix it because, right? I only have to
erase. It's like
right, I just have to, there. I can play with the constituent parts.
Wait, but we said you're not allowed to carve a letter, so how can you scrape away?
Because it's not. I scraped down half of it, and now I rewrite it from the nun.
No, but you're carving it into a nun.
No, I'm not.
Oh, but you're carving it to zero. You're carving it
right? Meaning the nun is not a mem. Right? It existed, but it wasn't a mem.
So you're carving it to zero. It's not a mem full.
But who disagrees?
But isn't it like a different letter? But, not that it's
and
a zero letter. It's a different letter.
And who says that? Who's going to argue that? The Maram al-Shakar, which is going to say, no.
It's
yes, the mem is made up of constituent parts, but once the mem was puzzle, now I scraped it down to a nun. Right? I didn't make a nun. This is a scraped down mem, which looks like a nun, which is
puzzle.
Not zero, it's problematic. Right? It's negative, and therefore I have to scrape it to zero. That's what he holds. But Shulharach said, no, if I take a mem, which was made of a nun, and scrape it down to the nun, right? The nun always existed.
Just be Machman and scrape it to zero.
Right? Now, if you have a yud vav in an aleph, which a kid can read, right? So now I can fix it because it has the right.
It has the integrity.
Right now, this is the Shulchan Pasen, like the Mordechai. Remember the Mordechai? That there's two standards: a composite letter, if it's readable, then I can fix it because it's not ksivatama, but it is
it's
right.
There, it's
or in other words, Shulchan Aruch follows the Mordechai, who says readability determines whether it's a letter. The full integrity of the letter, as long as it's readable, is
would you have to switch
is only about ksiva tama.
If it's a not ksiva tama, but it's still a kosher letter, like is it? Do you have to switch the sefer Torah? Like
no, you can fix it.
Still continue reading. No, I'm saying like can you still continue reading? Like
yeah,
it's eight Shabbos.
Oh no, it's still puzzle. Rabbi, you have to fix it, but it's fixable.
Okay.
No, it's still puzzle, right? The tagin is an interesting question, right? That's the last question, right? That's what we'll have to deal with. Is the next umbud is the tagin. But this is how the Rav brings everything together, right? He says what you see is that there's all these different things in play, right? Now, all these things that got very complicated, they're still a bit complicated, but you see how there's this logic, right? That in each letter, you need to determine, is this a localized psul or universal psul? And according to the way Shulchan Aruch Paskens based on the Mordechai, is that if it's readable, and it doesn't look like another letter, then
it's possible.
That it's possible, but still that letter, right?
Right.
If a katan, if it actively looks like another letter, right, like a resh turns into a dalet or a chet, a hey turns into a chet, even if a kid could sort of realize that that was a hey that turned to a chet,
then you got
once it's a chet, it's a chet.
Yeah.
Objectively, right? So there's a hierarchy.
Wait, would that be considered zero? Or that would be considered a
no. It's a puzzle letter, right? It's a negative letter. It's a negative. It's zero.
So you would have to. You can't just fix the letter.
Correct.
You have to rewrite. The
right. And therefore, what he says is right. The halacha, which Shulchan Aruch Paskens is that again, if you have a composite letter that a kid can make out what it is, but it's not connected, that's a ksiva tama problem, right? That's a form problem. It's an integrity of the letter problem, but not a fundamental integrity, only a sefer Torah-esque integrity. If a dollar turns into a reish, that's a ksiva problem.
What if the kid, let's say he's looking at the aleph, like two yuds and a vav, and he sees that like the middle of the aleph, obviously a vav is usually like straighter up versus it's slanted, so he's like, it can't really be a vav because it's slanted, so he assumes it's an aleph. Is that the right way of him like thinking?
So that's, I think, why we try to get that like, right age kid, right? We're trying to get one who's not going to jump to conclusions, who's just going to look at it and tell you what he sees without trying to put pieces together.
Looking at the rest of the word, but even
yeah, even the letter.
That because it's sideways, it
correct.
Can't be a vav is wrong.
Correct. I think we need a kid who's not going to do that. We need a kid who's going to judge it just what it looks and not putting in svara.
That's a really young kid, then.
Yeah. That's what it is. It's a very, very young kid.
Even nowadays.
Yeah, in a chanami, it's a very young kid. That's really what it has to be.
Has Aaron ever been called that?
No. Okay. So now,
it's too small.
Whatever we get through today, we get through. Whatever we don't. I'm not gonna right. This is, I gave you the halacha more just to wrap things up at the end, and for Safra's guys, you see how all these component pieces come together. Right now, I know Nachum, you learned Safra's last year, but now you understand where these things come from, right? And the guys who are learning Safra's, now you will know what the halacha you're learning come from. Okay?
Like, isn't this obvious? Like we already know this.
Yeah. So he says the Taz writes.
Now you can tell Tzvi that we learned halacha.
Yeah. So Taz says, nearly dahach nifsak myri shenifsak tzat meorecha od ulamata ligamri lenishar menu rak hachelek shekodama efseg astali bekriat tinok imsafeg lanu imnishar kishir shalodahu kishdar gam lamata mena efseg Nas evzik birachvo shel regel ha'od. Ve'achar evzik nishar ad lamad ha'chilek min ha'regel. Bazel ha'mol tinah g'nitin g'tzarif. So the Taz disagrees with the Shulchan Aruch. And he says, no, if half the letter is above the crack and half of it is below, and a kid is going to look at it and piece it together, right, then it is puzzle. Why? Because the Taz thinks that that lack of integrity, readability doesn't help you there. Right? Shulchan Aruch says, readability helps you there.
That's very subjective.
No, so he's saying they're the same thing, though.
Right. I mean, he says
integrity makes up the readability.
Correct. Exactly. Right. He much more thinks. He said, "Look, if it totally lacks integrity, it doesn't matter if it's readable."
But it's not totally lacking.
Well, integrity. It does. Right. Yeah. It's just that it's because
there,
he's saying
there's a line in the middle. The integrity, the components are still there. There's just a line in the middle.
And therefore, la halacha, you know what he says? You have to do. You have to cover the bottom half of the letter below the crack. Right? Meaning if you have an aleph and there's a crack in the middle, you have to cover the bottom of the crack and see if he'll figure out it's an aleph without seeing the whole letter. Because otherwise it's a contextual read rather than an actual read.
Difficult.
Right? That doesn't sound like Shulchan Aruch said, right? Shulchan Aruch seems to say, no, if you have component pieces and he can read it, in fact, it's still a letter. It's not kosher, but it's...
I'll cut through the aleph is not separating the component pieces. It's actually breaking up the aleph.
And that's what the Taz thinks, exactly. That's and that's why he thinks it's invalid. Right.
Well,
that's why...
Shulchan Aruch isn't even talking
about Yeah, but the components
that.
Are still
so you,
there.
You can't say that they're arguing. Shulchan Aruch isn't talking about
Yeah, but
about
the components are still there, though.
Now,
but he's saying
you're just cutting the aleph in half. It's
right.
There.
So when he's cutting the aleph in half, the components they're not separated. The Shulchan Aruch is talking about if the components there's a yud, vav, and a yud. Over here, if it's cut, it's not a yud, vav, and a yud. It's half a vav.
But the components
are possibly half a yud.
There,
but he thinks right. But he sounds like he argues the Shulchan Aruch. Now he quotes a very radical shita from his father-in-law. Who is the Taz's father-in-law?
Oh,
no! Come on, guys. His father-in-law was the Bach, Rabbi Yoel Sirkis, who wrote a Perish on the tour, right? Did I not say this yet?
No.
Okay, fine. The Taz, or David Alevi Segel, is married to the daughter of the Bach, Rabbi Yoel Sirkis, who wrote a book on the tour, right? Now, as the story goes, again, I don't know if this is true, but when I went to Poland, this is what the tour guide told us, right? That how did the Taz become the father-in-law, how did the Taz become the son-in-law of the Bach? So apparently, the Bach's daughter was very good at Tanakh, and the Taz was once by the Bach. A Tanakh question came up in the Gemara they were learning, and the Bach called over his daughter to answer the question, and she answered it. And the Bach was so happy, he was there, he's praising his daughter that her brilliance and her radiance was like the radiance of the moon, right? The radiance of the Lifana. And apparently, Rav David Alevi Segal asked the Bach if he could be Mekadesh the Levana, right, which is a pun on Levana, and that's apparently the courtship story of the Taz and the daughter of the Bach.
Wow. That's pretty funny.
But I don't know if this is true, but that's how the legend goes. So the Bach says something shocking. The Bach says, he says, "Varid dino mori v'chat nizal." My father-in-law wrote, "Shekad of lo mechsharin al deitinok elam kenshen nichtav mitchila kilchato ha'od." Ba'achar kach nifsal, aval nichtav mitchila kach lomahanik tinok afagav deleka nekev. The Bach is mechadesh the following. He says, "I think that the readability of a child only helps you if it was written totally kosher and then got a hole in it, and now the question is it still kosher? But if it started with the even smallest of holes, then it's not kosher, even if it's readable." Right? So the Bach totally reconceptualizes this. How does the Bach understand Kriyas Tinok? According to the Bach, how is something a letter? There's only one standard, and that is if it has the integrity of a letter. What does readability help you for?
When it gets that hole.
Correct. Meaning, according to the Bach, making a letter always is about one thing and one thing only. Not about readability, but
integrity
of the letter. What does readability do?
Once you have
readability is like a leftover, right? Is if I made a good letter and now it's puzzle, readability tells me how puzzle is it.
Yeah, but how are you supposed to know if the hole was there from when it was written versus...
You have to figure it out. Now,
if you have a 10-year-old Sefer Torah,
you
can
assume when you're writing if there's a hole, they'd fix it.
Right? Now, who asks your question? Who asks your question, essentially? The Taz. The Taz is wrong because, right, he says if you look through all the halachic literature, right, it doesn't sound that way. The whole point is you use readability for the right kosher. You don't know whether it's kosher, right? Readability, right? According, right? What's his problem? His problem is that the solution, the Gemara, if the Bach were right, the solution to the Gemara is a non-solution, because you can't bring up a kid, because you can only bring up a kid to solve whether it's readable. What will a kid not know?
When it was written.
Exactly, right? And therefore, the Taz says, this is just wrong, right? I don't buy this. It is wrong. But conceptually, the Bach is fascinating, right? Because what does he argue, right? On our hierarchy of values, right? Readability and integrity of the letter. He says the only thing that matters is integrity of the letter. Readability is just a way of figuring out whether the integrity has been violated. But in terms of creation of a letter, readability can't grant something a new status of a letter. All it can do is tell me that something that was created with the purest of integrity of the letter, right, has its integrity been violated too much, right?
Okay.
Right. It's
pretty cool if a kid gets up there and be like, "This Sefer Torah was written 7 years ago." That'd be pretty dope.
Yeah, though that would be impossible, right? But that is.
Plus, his father wrote
now.
Carbon date the Sefer Torah. Well, then again, really you shouldn't be 7 years old.
That's one. Okay, so now if you guys are lost a bit. I know some of you are. Don't worry, we're not continuing this again today. We're going to do the Mukav Gviel, but if you want a summary, let's read 10. Okay, guys who are lost, come back for Mishnah Berura. We'll summarize what we read, and then we will take a break, and you can try to clear your heads from whatever. Sleeplessness, yes. Slichas, exactly. Sleeplessness and slichot are identical here. Okay, 10. So the Mishnah Berura says, Sif ze yivor bo din shloka sidran vinyano aruchin. Right? This teaches the halacha of writing out of order, and there is a lot going on here. So, let me summarize for you the three principles that you need to know. After all this craziness, here's what you got to know. If you lost me until now, here's your summary, okay? Aleph. Im yesh kilkul be'eze ot, if a letter is messed up, main shenasa ze be'ed aktiva, o shenasa lach aktiva, whether it happens when you were writing it or afterwards, right? Rejecting the Bach. Im nir el ayin kol she'ein surato alav kagon yud chaser lo raglo ayimini she'oshin chaser lo yud echad v'chol gegav nechaser boza or is a davar atzal yideze ein tminuanto alav. Right, he says if you can't tell what letter it is, it's not readable. I feel like b'shum ze lo racher, even if it doesn't look like another letter, it just looks like nothing. K'tav lo menav lo mahani le shum tikun v'afilu im irash etino karo lo od afilu achi pasul mishum shelo kesidran al yidei kilkolo v'chesrono mel od acher. Right, there are two ways that it's pasul. One is that it's not readable. Two is that it actively looks like another letter. Both of those are invalidations that make it that you can't go back and correct it. It's out of order. Okay? Skip to bet. Bet. Makirem. It said, second is, if a component letter, a composite letter, is made up of the letters, there's a slight crack, but a kid can look at it and still read it. What's the halacha?
Kosher.
I mean, not kosher. You have to fix it.
But it's a kosher.
It's a non-kosher letter, but not a non-letter.
So you don't have to erase
correct
everything.
Three. Yesh od ofen shlishish aval bijigar tzurato yesh alav karo lood afilach lo mahani leishum tikun. Sometimes even if a kid could read it, it is totally invalid. And what is that?
If it's missing
components. No, is it right? If the kuf gets attached to itself, where even though a kid could make it out, it is objectively speaking
not a
long letter.
Well,
the hey turns
objectively a different letter. Though.
Right, that's objectively a little different letter. The hey turns into a chet. Even if a kid can realize that's a hey that turned to a chet. At the moment that it becomes a chet,
differentiating between reading and
correct, meaning if objectively speaking, it is now connected, even if I could figure out what it meant to say, right? It doesn't matter, right? Because now it's your mind playing tricks on you.
It's different than a different letter.
No, that
turns into a chet. That's
a hey turned to chet is invalid,
right? That's a
right. Even if, no, this is even if a kid would read it, even if a kid could look at it and say, would call it a hey.
So if he'd read the dalet as a resh. Even though it's,
but you can
like
tell that it's not, right? Meaning, like, if the kid could look at it and say, like, I can tell that that used to be a doll that returned to a resh, right?
Right.
And therefore we'll call it a doll. But you look at it and say, yeah, but that was a doll that turned to a resh. But it's not a...
Yeah, but it's as a lift, the letter's still there. That's what I'm saying.
So he says no. Right? He said the two things that will make it puzzle are either, right? Objectively speaking, the integrity is violated.
Right?
Even if you can tell what it used to be, it doesn't matter. Right? or it's totally unreadable. Right? The only thing in which it's considered a letter but an invalid letter is where the component's separated, but it's still readable. Yeah. Right? That's the summary of the halacha.
Oh, so one is attached, one is... Okay, fine. Okay.
Right? That is, after all of this, that's what it comes...
So he doesn't agree with the Bach.
Correct. He disagrees with the Bach like the Tas. And then he says the next one, right? Now he clarifies, right? This is even if you can tell that the yuds and vavs and the aleph are separated. Right?
If it's still...
Right, even though I look at it and there is a space, as long as that space is small enough that a kid reads it, it's kosher. Now he says, and here's the next important point. What if, under a microscope, it's disconnected, but when you look at it, you can't tell it's disconnected? So then what? You don't even have to fix it. Right? That's just kosher.
Yeah, it's only to the naked
eye. Right? But he said... We will, in that case, use a tinok lahachmir, right? Meaning, if you look at it and say, "I can't see any crack whatsoever," but I show it to a kid and the kid does see a crack, so what's the problem? Then lahachmir, you have to go by the kid, right? Now you have to fix it.
Well, because you brought in the kid. So.
Once you bring in the kid, you've got to now be machmir.
Well, also, like if you look at a
right,
time,
and now just in Ber Halacha, he says there are some people he's found who are neurotic about this and say that even if there is a crack, daka min adaka shenin nikeret, right? Like even if I read right, who invalidated, right? He says there are people out there who invalidated, and what does he say? That is wrong, right? Right, and he says, and he quotes explicitly from the Trumat Hadeshen, right? He said, if you want it, just know that the Trumat Hadeshen is right. Post right says it's kosher, but he says even if you want to be machmir. Because, you know, under a microscope or under, right, it's puzzle. So what does he say? Even if you want to be machmir, though you shouldn't, just look at his last line. He says, Rarotza lahachmir behefsek dak, kazeh dai sheyachmir latzricho tikkun avachalil lefsol. Said, if you want to be machmir, because under a microscope, right, it looks separate, you're allowed to do that. He doesn't think you're right. But only be machmir to what? Fix it, but not puzzle it. Right, meaning he says you wanna be super machmir. You want that your letters right, that have to even under a magnifying glass have to be connected. Correct, meaning he says you're wrong. If by the naked eye it looks totally fine, it's kosher. You don't even have to fix it. Right. But if you want to be crazy from and you want to fix it, fine. But remember, this is a chumrah,
and it's clearly a kosher
letter. Right, at best, right, I'll let you go back and fix it. Right, but don't under any circumstances think that it's invalid. That's just wrong.
Don't be that guy who gets up in the middle of Shabbos, be like, with this microscope, I can see a crack. It's possible.
Right, and saying. The last point I gave you here, and the next one is, he sounds like, right, I mentioned this from Shulchan Aruch, that even if an adult looks at the aleph, and sees that it's made up of two yuds and above, and they're not connected, the simple read of Shulchan Aruch is that even if an adult can tell that they're separated, as long as a kid knows what it is, it's kosher, right? Against who? The Taz. Remember, the Taz didn't like this. The Taz said once it's separated, right, you have to cover up the part that's separated.
Right.
But it sounds not that way from Shulchan Aruch.
Is it kosher that like you just have to fix it? Or
right, you have to fix it. Correct. Taz sounds like it's puzzle, right? You have to cover it up. Right? Because right, that doesn't help. And therefore he said, Sarach Ion Ledina.
So when you say kosher.
Mishnah Berurah says he's Sarach Ion, he thinks Bishas Atchak, you can definitely be Mekil. That as long as a kid can read it, you can go back and fix it. But he notes, as we already saw in the Achronim, that this is a suffix. He knows Rabbi Gvager is the one who really spells out this suffix. But he thinks that the simple read of Shulchan Aruch is that is kosher, and therefore definitely Bishas Atchak, you can rely on that. Okay? I know this is a bit complicated, guys, and I know you're tired, but the principles that we laid out here, right? Letters being invalid either because of readability, of being a non-letter, of looking at other letters, we're going to have to keep in mind because it will come up several times. In it, I don't know how much time I'm going to spend the Ksiva stuff, but again, these are the basic principles. Even if nothing else, for the guys who are doing Safros, right? As you read through Mishnah Berurah, you may not go through every sugya in depth, but to understand that these basic principles come out of our sugya and understand why the halacha develops the way it does, that's important, right? Because now it's not nonsense to you. It's not just random laws, right? These are fitting into these rubrics, right? Again, if you don't remember every in and out, I know this is complicated and I know you're tired, okay? But hopefully you have a basic understanding of these principles, which will come up more, okay? Tomorrow we're going to do Mukavil, and then we'll do the Zainin, and hopefully, you know, we'll move on to something after that, okay?
Sure.